Now, the fact that all Buddhists follow the same spiritual path finds a certain expression. It finds expression in the fact that all Buddhists go for refuge. All Buddhists go for refuge to what we call traditionally the three jewels. All Buddhists go for refuge to the Buddha, to the Dharma, and to the Sangha. And that fundamental and basic act of the Buddhist spiritual life, as I call it, that going for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, takes place on three different levels. The terms here, the English terms here, are my own paraphrasing the Pali and the Sanskrit. Yeah? First of all, we have what I call provisional going for refuge, or what I also sometimes call cultural going for refuge, or even ethnic going for refuge. In the Buddhist East, there are tens, scores, perhaps even hundreds of millions of Buddhists. And in a sense, they all go for refuge. They all at least repeat, Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, either in Pali or Sanskrit, or in their own language. So they all consider themselves as Buddhists. But usually they repeat the refuge-going formula without attaching any great significance to it. It's a sort of formality, as I've seen myself so many times in the East. In the East, you have a Buddhist meeting, and how do you start that meeting? Someone, usually a monk, administers the three refuges. Everybody repeats the three refuges after the monk. But nobody gives it much thought. Very, very rarely do people ever ask themselves, well, what is it that we are doing? What does this mean? It's part of their culture. It's what they always do. It's the respectable thing to do, even. It's a respectable thing to do, to be a Buddhist and recite the refuges and precepts from time to time. But not much thought is given to it. It's something that you've inherited. Something you do because your parents do or did, or because your grandparents do or did. So this is what I call provisional, or cultural, or ethnic going for refuge. It doesn't have a great spiritual significance. Its significance is mainly cultural, even one might say sociological. So this is the first level, the lowest level. And one need not depreciate that level. Huh? It's a start. It's a starting point. But then comes what I've come to call effective going for refuge. Effective going for refuge is where you've given some thought to the matter. You know what is meant by Buddha. You know what is meant, you understand what is meant by Dharma and by Sangha. And you really and truly wish, consciously, with your whole heart, your whole soul, to go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha. You wish really to practice the Dharma. You wish to follow in the Buddha's footsteps. You wish to really be an effective member of the Sangha. You wish to develop spiritually. You wish to gain enlightenment. And you are determined, at least in your conscious mind, that you will do that. You commit yourself to the three jewels. You haven't as yet had any major spiritual experience, any transcendental breakthrough, but you are doing your best to be a real, authentic, practicing Buddhist, of this tradition or that. So this is what I've come to refer to as effective going for refuge. It's the going for refuge of the majority of sincere, practicing Buddhists. And then there's what I've come to call real going for refuge. And real going for refuge is synonymous, in traditional Buddhist terms, with stream entry, and also with what is known in the Buddhist text as the opening of the Dharma eye. Real going for refuge means that your faith in the three jewels has become unshakable. The traditional phrase is that no Shramana, no Brahmana, not even Brahma himself, together with Mara the evil one, could shake your faith in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. It is absolutely unshakable, like the Himalayas themselves. And your ethical practice, your observance of the precepts also is firmly established. Moreover, in that real going for refuge, in that stream entry, in that opening of the Dharma eye, there is an element, a distinct element, an unmistakable element of what we call vipassana, or in Pali vipassana, or clear vision, which means a vision of the transcendental. Not a vision of the transcendental as something distant, but as presently, here and now, actually realized, at least to some extent. Vipassana represents a sort of entry into, an approach to, a close approach to the unconditioned itself, the absolute itself, the asaṃskṛta.